Ahmed Aleph, and we're in the middle of the Shakavatai, what's going on. The Mishnah said again that for Lulav, you could buy on Shemitah, Esrog, don't pay for it. The Gemara said, what's the difference? We came out yesterday, the difference was, Lulav, you go Basa Chanata, and we're talking about the seventh year, so the Chanata was obviously in the year of the sixth year. Shaken Esrog, you go Basa Lakita when you pick it. And that was taken in the 70th, and since that was in the 70th, that's why it's awesome. But there's really no nafkin meaning between Lulav and Esrog. Both of them have the problem of Shemitah. In fact, the Gemara, 11 lines from the top.
When is Lakita?
It could be after Tisha.
But we're saying, like we said yesterday, before.
Before Vayit, the same thing. But the Mishnah is talking about such a case. Dr. Gemara, Taima the Lulav, Ba'ashishis, Anachnasis, L'Shviyasu. So you're telling me that the reason why Lulav is Asr is only because, is Mutter, is because it's the sixth year that went into the seventh year. And therefore, it was pruned, it was already blossoming in the sixth year. So therefore, you go bust the sixth year. Oh, the Shvius. But if it'll be the seventh year, Kaddish. It does have Kedusha Shemitah. Amai, Eitzim Ba'almo, it's plain wood. Ve'eitzim Ein Be'mishim Kedusha Shvius. Wood doesn't have Kedusha Shvius. What's the, like, we learned, we thought right away, right, the Taj of the Mishnah, right? Wood doesn't have Kedusha Shvius. And that's a true halacha, the Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa. Alei kanim v'alei gefanim. Leaves of kanim, leaves of gefanim, shegavavon l'chayva, that you collect, you picked it to storage. So the apnei asad, on the field, locked on l'achila, if your matara was to eat it, yesh b'mekishim Kedusha Shvius. Then it has Kedusha Shemitah. Locked on le'etzim, ain't be'mishim Kedusha Shvius. If you collected it too for wood, for firewood, there's no Kedusha Shvius. So you see that wood doesn't have Kedusha Shvius. So too a lulav. Lulav is not meant for eating. So why does it have Kedusha Shvius? Why do we need to make this halacha timtza? You could just that's on the Mishnah Pashat.
The same exact item, depending on what you picked it for, might have a Chiyuv Shvius, might not.
Well, you never eat it over here. It's not like one of your foods. It's Meichel Behemah.
Right.
But still.
Right.
Yeah. So you see that wood is taken not a problem. After the Gemara, Shani Hassam, the Amakra, Lachem, La'achla. So, we dash in Lachem, Dumya, the La'achla. You for eating, something which is similar to eating. Which is what? Misha, and also you'll be Ura Yishava. It has to be something which the Hano and the getting rid of it, it comes together. Food, you put it down your throat, right then you're having Hano, you're getting rid of it right then. So therefore, that's what's Asa. That's why it's Kedusha Shvius. Yatsu Eitzim Shana Asa Nacha Biyuran. Wood, the Hano comes after it's burnt, after it's gotten rid of. Why? Because you burn the wood and then you use the coals for cooking, for baking. 1 second. Use the coals for baking. That's normally what wood is used for. So therefore, the Hana comes after the Biurin. So over there, there's no Kedusha Shvius. That means when the Pasuk said that it's Shemitah, and the Pasuk said, Lachem la'akla v'ayah Shabbos ha'oetz, Lachem la'akla, so anything similar to food, which the Hana and the Biurin happen the same time. Masha enkein lulav. Lulav, so too by lulav, the Hana and the Biurin happen the same time. Why? Because what's lulav used for? A broom. And to clean your house. So now, the hana of sweeping and the getting destroyed, it ruins the broom every time you use it, is happening at the same time. So therefore,
that's not dumya. That's a whole different...
No, but the dumya is that the hana and the biurin happen at the same time.
The urine's an ongoing beard that takes 5 years to occur.
The pump takes longer, but it doesn't mean... But every moment that you use it,
together.
It's happening together.
You never use your broom, I said. No broom lasts 5 years.
That was a broom.
It's not like you could just make up a use and then be in shop.
No. No, that is the regular usage of a broom. That's what they use the broom for.
The point is, where's that after you use it?
Right.
In fact, the Gemara... So therefore, let's go back. So therefore, lulav does have Kedusha Shvius. Even though it's not exactly because of wood doesn't have, there's a reason why wood doesn't have. The reason is because it happens at the same time, because it doesn't happen at the same time. The hana and the beer happens at different times. In fact, the Gemara, I have wood that doesn't happen at the same time. Ve'ika etzim, that does happen at the same time. The mashchan, this etzim of shaman, that you burn with. What?
The oily wood.
The oily wood, right. The hana asana beer on shavah. over there, the having hanah of it, of the fire, and destroying it is happening at the same time.
Using it as a torch.
Right?
Why do you have to come on to that? Why can't you say regular fire that's heating a pot?
Heating a pot.
Anything.
So regular fire.
Regular fire.
Or heat for yourself.
Heat for your house. Right, that's a good shot. That's what he asked. That's a good shot. But, yeah, the Gemara is saying a different case.
But the Kohen Kavash is not a kasha because they always use charcoal, not wood.
What?
For heating purposes.
Heating purposes also.
When you turn to charcoal, it's already ruined.
Right. Yeah, that's what I said. Ash has got the oifen by, but I don't think normally it's like that. Stam wood, fire, wood is for burning. So mela, it happens at different times. So mela, the hana and the beer is happening at different times. Why? Because the hanah is happening when that beer is happening, you're destroying it by the fire, and then you have to wait till it goes down to enjoy it for cooking. We used to see it by barbecues on
charcoal.
Charcoal, right? You couldn't, kids, when you're a kid, you have to wait for hours. You remember that? You thought that faketa was good when the fire was red, but really you had to wait till it was turned white, and then is when you had enough of it, right? Zokta Gemara ve'etzim la'asoket hanoihi. This is what we're saying, that Eitzim is Fasaka. And therefore, there's no Kedusha Shvius. That's a machlekes tanaim. Why is there no Kedusha Shvius, like we said? Because it's not similar to food. Food, the hano and the destroying is happening at the same time as Mashenke and Eitzim not. That's good for machlekes tanaim, the Tanya. Eim Meisim Peir Shvius. You're not allowed to give over Peir Shvita. Leila Misha, Veleila Kvusa. Not in order to soak your pishdan in the wine of Shemitah, to soak your flax. And not to wash your clothing in the wine of Shemitah, you're not allowed to do that. Rabbi Yisayim, Meisim. Really says it's not a problem. Now, when you're soaking the wine, your clothing in wine, when's the Hanah, when's the Biyuran? The Hanah is when you wear your clothing, which is after the destroying of the wine. The wine gets destroyed while your clothing are sitting in there. Right? And then, right, wine, I guess, was a cleanser. It has, has some like alcohol, and it's just clean. So therefore, so they used to soak their clothing in wine, and then when are you having hanah? So you're destroying the wine first, and then you're having hanah afterwards when you put on the clothing, when you're wearing it.
No, when you wear it, it smells good.
So you buy a new suit, you don't feel good that you just bought it.
No, you don't make shechiyana when you bought it. Might be something, but it's not enough. So therefore, it's like this. So for these machlokes, my time in Tanakhama that says that it's asa, the amakra la'acha, you're allowed to use anah from Shemitah only for eating. V'leila mishav, v'leila kfusi. You're not allowed to use the purpose of a fruit for something else, for washing your clothing. My time in Rabbi Yosi, what's the reason of Rabbi Yosi? Amakra lachem, lachem l'chol tzachechem. You can have any usage of it. So you're allowed to have any usage.
You could use the clothing.
So you could use it. Yeah. So that's what he says. You could. That's Rabbi Yosi.
Right.
Rabbi Yosi says you could use it. Even for washing your clothing, you're allowed to use it because you're allowed to have any usage you want on Shemitah products. It says lachem, we dash lachem lachol tzachechem. So who lachem dumi dula achla. Over there, he dashes has to be similar to eating. What's that? Mishana asri biyuri shava. This is what we said before, that the ano and the getting rid of it happens at the same time. Yatsu mishra. V'kvusa shana asan acha biyura, excluding misha kvusa washing, that the anah comes after the, like we just explained, the anah happens after you're getting it destroyed, ruining it. So that's the reason of Tanakamas. That's like we said before. That's why a lulav happens at the same time. So therefore, it's asan. Rabbi Yosi ayaksiv laachla. Rabbi Yosi, it says eating it. So what does Rabbi Yosi say over here? You're not eating it. And we buy leila achla v'leila melugma. The food that you're eating and not don't use it for medicine. Kidatanya, like with a braisa, la'achla v'leila melugma for eating and not for medicine.
Atoy. This medicine is like a cream you put on a wound.
Therefore, what is it? Atoy la'achla v'leila melugma.
Is it just a serious question?
Yeah, it says la'achla, not for medicine.
That's also
but again,
we didn't finish the Gemara. That's why you don't want.
Maybe it's for not for, for washing. Lachem is kvusa. You could use it for amani mekayim laachla laachla v'leilim alugma. So I would rather use a laachla. So that means lachem. I have something to use it for, something not. In fact, the Gemara, my reyes le'abis is a kvusa. Why use it for kvusa? La'itzias alugma. Why are you excluding medicine and using for washing? Why is one better than another? I would rather use it for washing. Everyone needs to wash their clothing, just like food. And I'll be exclude malugma because not everyone needs medicine, not everyone is sick. So therefore, that's the reason of Rabbi Yaisi. So again, so we're going back and saying that what we named on for Pashtus, that lulav, the reason why there is Shemitah on it, there is Kedusha Shvius, is because it's not similar to, it's similar to food, that it gets destroyed and it gets used hana at the same time. We're saying now it's machlekes between Tanakama and Abiyas. Zakta Gemara, man Tanala, the Tanar Abban, who's this Tana like that says, La'achla v'leil l'malugma, and he adds, La'achla v'leil l'ziluf, not for medicine, and not for pork.
Zilif is like a good smell.
Good smell, yeah. Yayin from La says. Mena piktuzin. Also, to eat it, but you're not allowed to use Shemitah food for to throw up, to make you throw up. So who's that like? That could be like both the chayat. Like Sahib Beis and Sahib and the Ba'as. Come on, no. Come on, Kabiyasi. This is only like a Abiyasi that's mamayit things, that's not shavah l'chaladam, not everyone needs it. So that's why he says for washing your clothing, yeah, but for refuah not. So he adds now also things that aren't, not everyone uses. Ziluf is istinus. Only special people use that. Apiktuzin is if you have the sickness you want to throw up. But the rabbana, like rabbana, ikanami mishav kusa, I have more things to add. I have also, you know how to make a wash with it. So therefore, this brisa is Rabbi Yosi and not the rabbana. So getting back to the maskana, lulav. The reason why the Mishnah is Mavur, there is Kedusha Shviyas, the only reason why it's Mutter, is because, like we said yesterday, because you go Basa Chanata. Chanata was the sixth year. And the sixth year, there's no Kedusha Shviyas.
The next year will be
awesome. And that'll be enough community.